From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors Asabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Father, tonight, thank you for gathering us here again. Speak to us. We are not here by accident. We are not here by chance. You brought us in here tonight especially. Speak to us. Speak to us indeed. Lord, let us not leave this place the same as we came. Thank you for what you have begun to do in different lives. In Jesus' name, somebody shouted amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Give Jesus a big hand clap. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome to church tonight. Thank you. Right, you're very, very special. Turn to your neighbor and say you're very, very special. All right, because not everybody who comes to church on an evening like this, isn't it? People have all kinds of things to do. Look around and see, and look at somebody you know who is not here tonight. Look around. I think there are enough people, right? You can at least count. Is that Annette? One of us, good to see you. Look around. You can see that there are, you know, many people that you know who are not here tonight. Amen. Is what? Is yeah? That's my church member. Where is he? Okay. All right. Okay. Tonight I want to just preach very. Very shortly, it's already past 9 o'clock for those who sleep early. But I want to talk very briefly about what we as Christians and as the people of God must really desire and promote. You see, we live in an age and time that a lot of things are being promoted. A lot of things. If you go out there, so many things are promoted. Yeah, a lot of products are promoted, a lot of clothing, a lot of opportunities, all kinds of ideas are promoted. Buildings, shows, so many things, lifestyles, you know, you can't keep up with the promotion of things. In fact, even our country is a little way behind. If you were to just jump into the developed world, you see that it's too fantastic. You know, so many things. You can be lost in so many promotion activities, you know. And that's where we are probably a little kind of behind. But when it comes to us, I want us to really understand that we have to selectively promote certain things. Are you with me here? That is why I talk, you see, when I see, for example, when I know you, in the church, and I see that you vent your ideas and your frustrations on Facebook and WhatsApp status, I see that your heart is not so much with Christ. Is it because you are promoting this WhatsApp people and these people? They create things so that it will be promoted. So what you see is that people who are not enlightened promote those things. They put everything they want there. They put all their secrets, they put all their lifestyles there. When somebody's angry, you see it on Facebook. When somebody's not happy, you see it on their status. If somebody's fighting with somebody, it's on their status. It's like they are creating things for us to use. But it's so sad that we can't make the differences and say, you know what? I am a child of God. I don't do these things. I rather do these other things. Are you with me? I rather promote things like this. So in the book of Matthew chapter 9, something there that Jesus was a promoter of the kingdom of God. Yeah. He was a promoter of the kingdom of God. I am not here. If you think that I'm here to promote oil or ExxonMobil, you're making a mistake. I'm not here to promote APNU. Because my church is green in color, it's not APNU. I'm not here to promote PPP. I'm not here to promote anything but the kingdom of God. That is what I am here to promote. And I want to encourage you tonight to make a conscious decision to also promote this thing here. Because the Bible says, heaven and earth shall pass away. Everything will pass away, I tell you. Everything. You do everything you want to do. You do it and see. Everything will pass away. But the kingdom of God will remain forever. Let me tell you, somebody says that if this man called Jesus was a liar, if he was not true, how is it possible that for over 2,000 years his name is still being called, his name is still doing wonders, his name is still doing miracles? If he was just somebody who came and lived and died and he dead and he gone. Many of our relatives, our friends and our families came, they lived their life, they're dead and they're gone. Their names are not powerful anymore. But there's somebody who came called Jesus Christ. He lived his life, he preached, he did so many things. He died, and then his name is one of the most controversial names around. The Bible says that he is the stone that the builders rejected. And there was a prophecy that he was going to be the rise and fall of many. So let us be very conscious of what we are going to promote. You see, we live in this world to kind of, we have to go through the system. We are born, we have to go to school, we have to do well, we have to get an education, we got to get degrees, we got to marry, we got to get houses and cars and all of that. But that is not what we should promote. Yeah, that's what the other day I was watching a pastor, some program on Facebook. And then when a pastor was saying that, I put money in your bank account, he told a church member, I've put money in your bank account. I was very surprised because it's like, if you can put money in people's bank account, then what are we promoting money here? What are the banks supposed to do then? Because in this life, every institution has been created to do or function in a certain way. Your head functions very differently from your heart. The heart cannot begin to think. It beats, it doesn't think. The penis, it wearies and it does other things. It doesn't poo-poo. Poo-poo is given to somebody else who is behind. Yeah. The head doesn't walk. It's the legs that walk. If you see somebody on their head walking, the whole place, everybody will stop. It's the eyes that see. The nose don't see. You can bring whatever is nice to the nose. He can't see. The nose smells. So the church also is here to promote the things of the kingdom. You and I are the church also. And so whenever we come together, wherever we even find ourselves, at home, at work, in school, wherever, we must be careful to promote the kingdom of God. I tell you. So, for example, me, I don't like to promote people's things. So. That's how we talk about Macarius. That's how we talk about podcasts. We talk about videos and messages. I don't like to promote a dead man, some Armani, some brand name, and you are walking around as a Christian, you are promoting somebody who's dead. That is why when you go to a lot of Christians, when you go to their homes, you never find a cross. You never find a picture of Jesus. Now you go to the Hindus, go to their house and see. When you enter the yard, you see flags. You see altars. If they are taxi drivers or bus drivers, you see this six hand somewhere. Yeah. We don't promote the kingdom. So Jesus said here in Matthew chapter 9, I finished preaching. Verse 35, New Living Translation, Matthew chapter 9 and verse 35. Let's promote the kingdom of God. I know we Guyanese, many of you like to come to church even with your badge from your workplace. I see it. Yeah, you come with your GCOM t-shirts. You should go to the washroom and change over and wear something with Jesus on it. Yeah? That's why in our church we make t-shirts. We do t-shirts. I mean, You see, and even with all of them, you see how the devil tries to fight it by the people not buying the t-shirt. It's like there's a battle to fight the promotion of the things of the kingdom. Yeah, when you say church, it's like, I mean, you can go anywhere and spend so much time. But when you come to church, you spend so much time. It's like that shouldn't be promoted. It's like, what kind of church are you? You are very strange. You're very different. It's 9:30. You are still in church. It's like the things of God should not be promoted. But other things should be promoted. People can be on the seawall till early in the morning. People can go to places till early in the morning. But when you come to church and you are going in the morning, they say, no. You must be, you and the pastor there, or you didn't go to church, you went somewhere. It's like, the church cannot be lifted up in any way. Yeah. So Jesus traveled through all the towns and villages of that area. He traveled. Promotion. This is Digicel, top up, running around, SIM card, Digicel, this, that, Digicel app. How many, see, you think about it, how many of us Christians have things about us and around us that when we're on the road, it speaks of Jesus? People go to school to learn how to promote foolish things. People give themselves and their life to promote foolish things. We have been saved by a blood that no blood can match. We have been bought with a price that nobody could pay your price for you. The price you owe, the sin that was on your head, nobody could take it off for you. Now the man came to this world called Jesus Christ, and the Bible said he paid the price that he didn't owe. And then you don't go around promoting the guy who set you free. Something got to be wrong with the church these days. There's nobody who is going to jail that somebody says, I'll go to jail for you. That you will not mention his name everywhere you are. You always be grateful. You always go to that person. We don't promote it. I want to encourage you tonight. You came here to be spoken to by God. That let us change this thing for once. There were a few people, 12 guys, who promoted the kingdom of God and his righteousness. 12 boys, 12 guys. They left whatever they were doing. They left their job, they left their businesses, and they gave themselves to the preaching of the kingdom of God. We say we are part of the kingdom, but we are not doing well in promoting it. We are emphasizing on other things. We are promoting other things. We are helping other things. One of my pastors asked me, he was planning a baby shower for his wife. He said, he was asking me whether it's a good idea or a bad idea. I said, it's a bad idea. I'm saying it's a bad idea because I don't see how much of the kingdom he has promoted to want to do a baby shower. What about if the baby doesn't come? Who brings the baby out? Is it not God? Why are you celebrating something before it comes? You were not trained well, isn't it? You were not taught properly. You don't celebrate at something that has not come yet. For fear that you may not even see it, live to see it. It's a foolish white man tradition. People who don't believe in God and don't believe. Tomorrow is not for you. You are presumptuous that tomorrow is going to be. That's why you are even celebrating tomorrow. But we pick up all these things. Jesus traveled through all the towns and villages of that era, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom. Good news, promotion. He's on radio, he's on TV, he's on the streets, he's on WhatsApp. If you see his WhatsApp status, it's about the kingdom. Not about, I don't trust people these days. Once bitten, twice shy. These days my heart is.
My heart is not beating well. Let me live my life. Living life to the fullest. Living my best life ever.
The Bible says Jesus that we are following, he went about announcing the kingdom. Announcing the good news about the kingdom. And to show people that the kingdom was real, he added healing, every kind of disease and illness. People are sick. People are sick. People have diseases and illnesses. Yeah. Then in verse 36, the promoter has come. And when he saw the crowds, as he was going, he was talking, he was preaching, and the people were responding. Then he stopped for a second and he looked at the people. And the Bible says he had compassion on them, because it's like he was the only one who could be doing what he was doing. He said he had compassion on them because they were confused and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Tonight, I want to promote the job of a shepherd to you.
There's a job called a shepherd. An appointment. Somebody who takes care of people.
Beautiful job. Jesus said, you know, the Bible said Jesus had compassion on the people, because it's like, if I am not here, nobody will do these things I'm doing. My God. My God. He was the only one. He saw the people. He said, hey, these people are scattered. They are like sheep without a shepherd. There's a job called a shepherd. You don't need to go to university to qualify to be it. You don't have to be perfect to be qualified for a shepherd. You don't even have to look good. You don't even have to look good. One of the most important things that is required is your desire to be it. That I want to be somebody who can step in there and attract people. Because Jesus, you know, no, in the days of Jesus, there was nobody like him. Hardly do. I mean, those of you, I don't know how many of you came from the short break we had to go and invite people. Which church does the things that you just experienced? That we go to church and then we stop for half an hour. And then we say, you know what? Let's go out there and bring people into the church. Because we just come, we mind our own business and we go. So there's a type of activity of the kingdom that only a few are engaged in. Somebody was asking me earlier, they were saying that, why is it that our church face a lot of battles? I said, it's because we are the ones who are trying to snatch people from somebody else's hands. Yeah, I tell you. And so the person is saying that, where you come from? Why I have this control over this person? Who is you? You coming to take this person from me? You going to see what I'm going to do to you. That's where all our problems and our battles come from. But the churches where people go for their selfish needs, the devil doesn't worry with them. And many churches are here to want to satisfy people, want to make people feel nice, want to help pray for your family, for your business to do well. There's nothing about stepping into the place where Jesus used to be, where he could attract people and announce the kingdom to them and help them and heal them and direct them and guide them and lead them to someplace.
I feel like tonight is a crusade, I tell you.
There's nobody like that. Everyone. In fact, the disciples even got caught up in that same mindset. Because at the point, Peter asked, so what are we going to get? Jesus said, is it getting of things? That's why you came to follow me.
There's nobody who genuinely leaves things behind for me who will not be rewarded. Forget about the rewards. Come and let's do the announcement first. Let's do the first things first. The first thing is to help confuse people, is to help the helpless. Because people don't care about people, you know.
Now, today I got to understand a little bit about this house-to-house registration. I think it's useless. Because I have to call for help for the people to come and register me. Even when they came and I wasn't ready, they left. And I hear the thing is ending on the 31st. So, but me, I'm not there though. I voted the last time. So where has my details gone to? Why do I have to register again? Why do I have to do all the things that the people are asking me to do? That's why some people are opposing and protesting. Because we don't know who you are going to put on the list now anyway. Why do you have to do a whole thing again? I registered last year. Why should I register again? I'm alive and well. The only thing you have to do is come and verify that I'm alive.
That's right.
Don't come and take my... And when I say, even my ID card, they don't want to take my ID card. They want passport. I said, but ID card, who gave me the ID card? I went to make it somewhere. They don't want it. They want my birth certificate. I said, do you know where my birth certificate come from? It's from Africa. Africa birth certificate, you can't trust it all. You better trust your birth certificate than your ID card than my birth certificate. You don't even understand what you're asking for. It sells in a shop in Africa. I can be born any year in Africa. I can get a birth certificate. You see, these footballers under 18, under 15, the people are 34 years, but they have a birth certificate that says they are 16. And they play the football. Welcome to Africa. Nobody's helping anybody. We are all selfish, looking at our own interest. We are not. But you see, there's one of the greatest fulfillment in life is to be able to do something for somebody. That is why, you see, that is why even in this world, people who are not Christians tend to donate to charity. That's why Prince is helping people who couldn't write CXC to write again. Because there's a certain fulfillment that comes when you help somebody. But you see, you have to differentiate between help and help.
You have to differentiate between help and help. Yeah. You have to know what help is.
It's just like life. There's life and there's life. Jesus said, I am come that ye might have life.
But I'm alive. I'm already alive. What is the life that Jesus is talking about? There's life and there's life. And have it more abundantly.
There are so many nice things in the kingdom to promote. I don't know why Christians don't like to promote the kingdom. Look at GCOM registration. How many people are registering to serve GCOM for the little raise they will get? It's fantastic. Will never give themselves. You see the Jehovah Witness? They will stand at the corner somewhere to announce the kingdom of Jehovah. Hardly do we Christians in the sun will promote something about God. There's so many nice things. Jesus has promised us life eternal. But you see, life eternal is not normal, so people don't understand it.
Pastor Calvin is selling a vehicle. Right? It's an electric vehicle. And I've heard he's dropping the price. See, now he's in September sale. He has dropped the price of the vehicle by another a few hundreds of thousands of dollars.
The problem with the car that he's selling is that, number one, the car is not in the country yet. Number two, it's an electric vehicle. It means that when you park in the night, you have to plug it to you have to connect it for it to charge with GPL. So you know how we stay. You know how we stay. You got sell this for like a little 100,000 before somebody will even give it a chance. But it's used abroad. It's used in developed countries. Because they don't have GPL. They have better PLs. That's right. Yeah. So many nice things in the kingdom to promote. When you say life eternal, what do you mean by life eternal? There's something called born again. Born again. Everything that you have done in the past that's not right, Jesus can take that. He can reverse it. It's like magic. He can wipe it away. There's no eraser anywhere. No metro, no stationery shop sells the type of eraser the kingdom has. Erase the things you have done wrong. It's better than any other thing you can promote with your life here, ladies and gentlemen. A colored eraser that doesn't leave any color behind when it erases. He says, Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18. You have that scripture for me? I finished preaching, baby. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18. He said, where is it? Come now, let's settle this. God is saying, God, this is not, this God who is bigger than President Granger. He said, come, let's settle this business. Come, sit down. To be invited by God to settle a case. What an honor. Come. Let's settle this now, says the Lord. He said, though your sins are like scarlet. One of the things that take humanity down is sin. Sin is what has burdened people. Sin is what has brought diseases. Sin is what has brought sicknesses. Sin is what has brought a curse on humanity. God says that cause of your problem. He said, come sit down. Let's talk about this thing here. He says, if it is like scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. White as snow. Let me tell you, there are white things here. Let me tell you, the white things we see in our country, they are not white. Oh, there's white and white. So when we say white as snow, you can't even understand colors. There are different shades of colors. You can ask the choir, they'll tell you, there are different shades of colors. Yeah, you see it. Shades. You have lime green, you have forest green, you have deep green, you have light green, you have all, it's shades. And God says that let's talk about it. I am willing to make the red, the colored, the nastiness, the ugliness. I am willing to take those ugliness and make you look. We got to promote this, ladies and gentlemen. We got to step up into the area of a shepherd or somebody who takes care of people and promote the things of the kingdom. That's why I came to Guyana. I want to vote anyway, but I came to Guyana to preach. I came to Guyana to promote the kingdom. I didn't come to make friends. I didn't come for relatives. I left all my relatives to come here. I didn't come looking for any family member. I didn't come looking for anybody to encourage me or to discourage me. I came knowing what I came to do. I came to preach, to announce the kingdom of God and its righteousness. We sit down there, we don't want to promote. From Genesis to Revelation, there's so many wonderful things. The Bible says that, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Aina, if you and I were to go on the street and ask somebody, do you want to house? I know somebody who's coming to Guyana for 1 week. He's looking for a place to stay. You have space in your house for him? He's so important that if only you have some space for him in your home, by the time he finishes with you, you will not even recognize who you are. There's something in the kingdom called the Holy Spirit that God gives to us. He says he'll be in you, he'll be with you, and he'll be upon you. If only you have a small one. You see, if the Holy Ghost was coming as a human being to your house, you leave your bedroom and let him come and stay here. Yeah. It's something else we can promote. That, you know what? There's something called the Spirit of Christ that is looking forward to inhabit any heart that is open and willing. That henceforth you walk on the surface of the earth with a label that you are a child of God. What are we promoting? If you knew the things of the kingdom well, we'll fight for place. That's why the sons of Zebedee said, "Mommy, please go talk for us. Mommy, go speak for us. Mommy. Don't let Peter and Andrew go for the left and right. Mommy, when Jesus sees you, Jesus will mellow me. Jesus will go soft. Go and ask Jesus. We want the left and the right." Because they knew the kingdom and they wanted to be great in the kingdom. We want to be great on earth. Where there are thieves, where things don't last, when things are corrupted in a split second, when people are fighting to be great in the kingdom. This is what we should promote. That if only you allow yourself to be led. There's something called green pastures. Have you seen some before? Green. Still waters. Will lead you by the still waters and by the green pastures. You will eat. You see, when you eat that green pasture, you won't get sick. Cancer, diabetes, heart attack. What kind of food are you eating? What food are you eating that you are getting cancer? What food are you eating? If you are to eat green grass, that which the Savior provides, I don't understand why you would die cancerous. There's so much in the kingdom to promote. God wants us to arise and become shepherds. Become people who will fight. Let's fight. Let's fight to be great in the kingdom. You may not drive a car. You may not build a house. You may not live as long as you want to live. Let's promote the kingdom. Speak about the kingdom. Let's talk about the kingdom. Kingdom of God. The kingdom was so precious that some people didn't marry because of the kingdom. They said, "I will not give myself to the things of this world for the sake of the kingdom." God is looking for promoters. Promoters of the kingdom. Not people who act contrary to the man who found the kingdom like a treasure hidden. He went to sell all that he had and bought that same field. We don't know how long we are living. I don't know when I'm dying. I don't know when you are dying. This is our time. This is our moment. To announce the kingdom. People are helpless. People are looking for somebody who will just think about them and look after their interest. Stand to your feet. Lift up your hands. Lord, make me a promoter. Lord, I'm ready to be a promoter. To announce the kingdom. You will not have time to even think about food. Not having food will not be your problem anymore. Not having money will not be your problem anymore. Not having a wife or a husband will not be a problem anymore, because your focus will be to promote the kingdom, and that will be your focus. Pray, ask the Lord to make you a promoter. Everything else can wait. Pray. All you need is a desire. All you need is a desire. Telling you, once you become a promoter, some basic things in life, you'll not even notice them. You'll not even notice. You even notice when you don't have food. You'll not even notice it. Have you not seen that sometimes you are busy working and you cut your finger somehow, and you don't see it until after you finish? Then you see that there's blood. That's why you notice that. You see, if you become a promoter, you'll not even realize that you don't have food to eat. What is food when we are promoting the kingdom? What is money when it's about the kingdom? The kingdom is far precious and costly than food. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Everything else can wait. Everything else can wait. Everything else can wait. Everything else can wait. Give me you. Give me you. Give me you tonight. Everything else can wait. Everything else can wait. Everything else can wait. Everything else can wait. Lord, I hope we are not too late. Lord, I hope we are not too late. Thank you, Lord. Tonight you want to give your life to Jesus Christ. I want to promote a life that is pure. A life that is fulfilling. Tonight I want to promote to you, whoever you are, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want to promote the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one who was and who is and who is to come, the same yesterday, today, and forever, the one through whom everything was made. Without him was nothing made that was made. He wants to come into your life tonight. He wants to make you important. Forget about what seems to make you important here on earth. They are useless to him. He wants to give you his righteousness. He wants to wash you and paint you clean with the blood and justify you tonight. Tonight you want to say, Bishop, please pray with me. I want to give my life, I want to give my heart to Jesus. I've never prayed that prayer before. I'm not saved, I'm not born again. If I die right now, I'm not sure whether I'll go to heaven or hell. I want to leave everything and give myself to you tonight. If you're here like that, I want to pray with you very quickly. Wherever you are, just lift up your right hand. Wherever you are, your right hand. Say, Bishop, please pray for me. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. It's very important. Very important. Very important. Very important. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Don't look around. Keep your eyes closed. Look around. Don't look around. God bless you. If you lifted up your right hand, I want to please ask you. Please don't look around. Just close your eyes. If you lifted up your right hand, I want to ask you to please come. Come to me here. Come to me in the front. I want to pray with you. Come. Come. God bless you. Sing it. Sing it. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Give me you.
God bless you, my friend. God bless you.
Everything
God bless you, my friend. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Clap for them. Clap for them.
Give me
God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir.
I hope I'm not God bless you. Too late.
God bless you. You want to come? Come before it's too late. Come. Give your heart to Jesus. God bless you. Kitanas, Kitanas, brother. God bless you. Come to Jesus tonight. Come to Jesus tonight. Come to Jesus tonight. Come to Jesus tonight. God bless you. God bless you, my brother. God bless you tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Clap for them. It's me.
I'm on.
If you're here in front, your two hands, lift up your two hands. And I want you to pray this simple prayer after me. The kingdom is so miraculous that the words you say happens. The things you say, it comes to pass. So we are going to say some words and it's going to happen. We're going to invite Jesus into our hearts and it's going to be the same. That's what is going to happen. And your life is going to change. I prophesy over you that your life is about to take a 360 degrees turn. Church, join in as we pray together. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart. And I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe Jesus died for me. And I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. I open my heart right now. And I invite Jesus to come into my heart, to come into my life, to be my master. From today, I believe my life has changed. I am born again. I have eternal life. My name is written in the book of life. I am now a child of God. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592 592- 225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.